Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
You will not suffer thy foot. Thy foot
will be moved. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shepherd.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We got some mighty men and women of God on on the line today.
Hallelujah.
We have Pastor Theodis. Are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine, are you there?
Yes, praise God.
Hey, and Dr. Peaches Bird, are you
Hallelujah.
And Bishop E.T. Bird, are you there? Hey, hey, hey. Yes. Oh, that's right. That's me. Yes, I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're on fire. We're just having a good time in the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. We give all of the glory and honor to the Lord God. Hallelujah. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. I want you to know that. And so we're just excited about being in your home, in your car, or wherever you are right now. And we thank you far and wide, all people all over the world, for joining us in this victory celebration, because it is a celebration. Glory to God. You know, I tell people, when you wake up in the morning, that's 90% of your day. You got an A day going already.
Glory hallelujah.
God. So, hallelujah. We shout the victory. Hallelujah. And every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that he's Lord to the glory of God, the power.
Yes, yes,
we
yes.
praise him today. Hallelujah. It's a celebration. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before I go any further, I got to tell y'all now. Y'all done tuned in? Y'all got to go. Look, this is what do you call it? Housekeeping suggestions. Pastor Peaches, you want to give the housekeeping suggestions? Let these folks know what they ought to be getting together right now.
Praise God. Go get your ink pens, your pencils, your composition notebooks so you can write down the scriptures that the men and women of God give you the scriptures, and so that you'll be able to refer back to them anytime you want to. And get your crackers, your juice, your water, your bread, your toast, so that we can have Holy Communion. Get the Word of God. Get a Bible. Let everybody in the house get a Bible so everybody can follow the scriptures in the name of Jesus. Everybody can get something to write with so that everybody can refer back to them later on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Peter. You know, it's important for you to understand this is not a program. This is not a ritual. We are serving the people of God. We are serving those who should be God's people, hallelujah, those who are outside the body of Christ and those who are inside the body of Christ. We want to reach all of you with the word of God today, because, hallelujah, we thank God that he's allowed us to even be in the airways like we are, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank God for this, hallelujah. We praise him and glorify his name right now. And as we share the beginning of all of our services is that we have what we call the Pastor's Corner. And this is dedicated directly to the 1,000 pastors-elect and pastors-in-waiting throughout the world who are part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and then to others who are not part of us but are part of the body of Christ, leaders, those who want to lead God's people, and we encourage you to lead God's people wisely by standing on the word of God. And we take pleasure and just honor, we humbly thank God for two servant leaders who he has placed in our sphere to minister to, hallelujah, the leaders of the body of Christ,
yes.
Not just to them, but to all of us in the body of Christ. None other than Pastor Theodis and Pastor Maxine Lee. And we thank God for them. And I'm just going to get the stepping out of the way and let those fine mouthpieces of God, authorized mouthpieces of God, the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Theodis, Pastor Maxine, the floor is now yours. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we make a quality decision amen, to rejoice and rejoice. And again, I say rejoice in the God of our salvation. Because truly, if it had not been for the grace of God, his mercy, his love, amen, we wouldn't be on this broadcast today, amen. And so the Bible said, give honor to where honor is due. So we give God, our Heavenly Father, amen, all the glory, honor, praise, majesty, thanksgiving, amen. And we thank him for, amen, allowing us to come and to share the word of God with you again today. And we also give honor to the man and the woman of God, Dr. Bird and Mrs. Bird, praise the Lord, Pastor, and we honor them and we thank them for having us, amen, once again, to come forth today on the broadcast and to share or impart God's word and his wisdom, amen, into the listeners as well. We thank you, glory to God, for tuning in to this anointed, blessed broadcast that the Lord is using the birds to get the word out. They have number of avenues to do that, and this is just one of those avenue. And we just thank God for them. We thank you, the listeners. I want to share with you. I have 3 points of reference. I don't know whether I'll get to all 3 of them because we like to be led by the Spirit like the birds. And so thank them for the liberty. But first, I woke up this morning about 7:15. I woke up before then, but it was about that time, 7:15. And I woke up with praises and worship unto God. And the Lord said, I want you to tell my people that I'm a God that I love worship. I'm a God that I love to be praised. I'm a God that I love communication, amen, with my sons and daughters called prayer, amen. And I also hear the Lord say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, help me, Jesus, and pray and seek my face, amen, seek my face, his face. He said, then I will hear from heaven. And what will you do, Father? He said, I'll heal the land. I'll heal their body. I'll heal them spiritually. I'll heal them mentally. I'll heal them physically. I'll heal them socially. And I'll heal them financially. If you out there listening to this broadcast, as you are, the audience, amen, give God a big amen. Amen. If you think that we serve a God that he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a way maker, he's a burden bearer, help me, Jesus. Amen. He's a lighthouse. Amen. No. It doesn't matter how far you may be right now away from God, some of you. Amen. But God wants you to know he chose to minister to you for such a time as this, amen? And God had ordained. He knew that my brothers and sisters, I'm not talking to the bird, I'm talking to the listeners now, amen? You might have been invited by the birds or others, amen, that listen to this broadcast, but the Lord said he's ordained, amen, for you to be on this broadcast because he's a God of love. He's a God of prayer and praise, and God, he loves worship. And so I want to go the first point of reference. That was just Mrs. Lee and I introduction. Amen. Amen. But the first point of reference that I want to go to is found in the just bear with me for a moment. I got all my notes right here. It has to do with giving God glory and giving God honor and giving God praise. In Psalms 42, well, Deborah and Judges, verses chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, it says that Deborah said, I will worship and praise, and I will give you, Father, all the glory. Judges, the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 3. I was going to quote it, but I'm going to read it. Judges again, fifth chapter. Judges. Okay. Yes, I was going to go to Psalms, but this is the first one we want to go back to. Judges 5 and verse 1 through 3. And it says, reads as follows. Then Deborah, as it pertains to praise and worshiping God. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadi, sang on that day, saying, verse 2, when leaders lead in Israel, when the people willingly offer themselves, amen, and bless the Lord, hear, O king, give ear, O princess, I will sing to the Lord. I will sing praises to the Lord. God of Israel. God is a God that loves worship. He's a God that loves praise. He's a God that loves, amen, to be worshiped and honored and praised. Now, I want you to turn over also now to Psalms 148. Amen. Psalms 148. Psalms 148. It talks about praises and worship. And while you're turning there, I believe that you probably should have it now. I was going to share something else, but I believe everybody should have that now. Psalms 148, and we're going to read verses 1 through 14. All right? And it reads as follows. Praise ye the Lord. Because remember, God said, I love my people to worship me. I love my people to worship and to praise and exalt my name. And it says, praise the Lord. Psalms 148, verses 1 through 14. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all ye, all hosts of his. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heaven. And this is verse 4, and you waters above the heavens. Notice something here. I want you to see something here. Even the earth, all of God creation, God created it, not just man, amen, but he created all of his creation to worship him and to honor him. Notice he said in verse 3, praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Verse 4, praise him, you heavens of heaven, and you waters above the heavens. Verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord. He's talking about his creation. Now, if he is talking about he created and made his creation to worship him, how much more God is asking us and requiring of us to give him worship and to give him praise and to give him adoration. You can go ahead and say amen to that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, because that is the word of the Lord. I want to say it again. God says, say it again. If I created creation, trees and moon and sun and stars to give me worship and praise, how much more, amen, the highest creation that I created was man and woman. How much more should we give him the praise? How much more should we give him the honor? How much more should we give him the accolade and the thanksgiving? Because he inhabits the praises of our people. All through the Bible lets us know, amen, that God, whenever the enemies would come up against God's people, Israel, the Bible said on one occasion, God said, okay, they want to take you out, but because if you do what I tell you to do, amen, amen, I'm going to give you the victory. And they say, oh, God's going to give us the victory. Thank you, Father. He said, now what I want you to do, I want you to put the singers and the choirs on the front line. Help me, Jesus. You don't. I would say God has a sense of humor. He said, I want you to put the choir, amen, the musician, the choir on the front line, and not the army. Now, I want you to put the choir. Why? Because I'm going to take the glory. Amen. When you do what I tell you to do, I will get the glory out of this. And the Bible says that when they went out, the enemies of God, all dressed up in their war clothes on, and it's to bore an arrow and all the weaponry, Israel choirs on the front line. But the Bible said when the battle was over, help me, Jesus, God had given his people the victory. And the same God that was for them, amen, he gave them the victory when they obeyed the word of God. He's the same God. Amen. I believe it's Hebrews 13:8. Said he's the same God yesterday. He's the same God today. And he'll be the same God tomorrow. Now, everybody out there, amen, if you believe that, you should put your hands together, give God a big clap. Awesome. You should give him a big shout. You should give him a thank you. And you should give him a praise and a worship. Amen. Because the God that you and I serve is a great God. He's a mighty God. Amen. He's a way maker. He's a burden bearer. He's a lighthouse. When we so far find ourselves sometime out there, amen, and we don't know how to get back, amen, when we call upon the name of the Lord, amen, for out of a pure heart, amen, he answers that prayer. And what does he do? He shines his ever-loving light on us. I said he shines his ever-loving light on us, amen, and guess what? He leads us right back into the sheepfold. He's a wonderful God. Now, let's go back to verse 4, so you know I didn't miss a place. God just wanted me to do some interjection here, and I pray that it's blessing it. Verse 5, I think the Dr. and Mrs. Bird said, go ahead, it's all right. Thank you. verse 5 of Psalms 148, okay? You can read there while Mr. Lee and I are reading out loud. Verse 5 said, let them praise the name of the Lord. God loves worship, and he loves to be praised. Things happen when we praise him. Oh, you can't wait till you see something or feel something. Amen. When God said, if you really believe that I am God and I can come through for you, he said, I want you to just lift your hands and give me worship. Amen. I want you to just fall on your knees. Amen. And just call on my name. Help me, Jesus, God. He said, God will have us. The Bible said, the foolishness of God. Help me, Jesus. Amen. Confound the wisdom of man. Because why? He is God, and he is God all by himself. Amen. Verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Verse 6, Psalms 148, 6, he also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Verse 7, praise the Lord. God loves praises. He loves worship. He loves to be honored. He loves, amen, he loves it. We can't do it enough. Praise, verse 7, I'm going to go back a little bit. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea. Notice who he's talking to. He's not talking about Israel. He's talking to the sea, glory to God. And again, if God created the sea, moon, sun, and stars to give him glory, and they are, how much more, I'm just reiterating it again because I feel the Holy Ghost say it again, amen. How much more, amen, that we should always be ready, willing, able to give him praise. When you wake up in the morning, amen, I told you like I woke up this morning, and I woke up with this word in my spirit. God said, give me worship. Give me praise. Give me honor. Before you get out the bed, worship me. Lift your hands and give me thanksgiving. Because if it had not been for me, amen, Theodis and Maxine, you would still be in that bed, glory to God. You would not be able to get up out of it. So give me, and he's telling the sea, give me praise and worship. He made a decree, verse 6, which shall not pass away. Verse 7, praise the Lord. I'm just going back a little bit from the earth. You great sea creature and all the all that are in the sea, glorious fish and wing, and the different animal seafood in the animal kingdom, sea kingdom. Fire, verse 8, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, fulfilling his word. Verse 9, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Verse 10, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, talking about birds and creatures, flying creatures, kings of the earth and all people. Now he's talking about people, amen? And then it still says in verse 11, princes and all judges of all the earth. The reason why many times, a lot, we'll find out in the biblical days, that man, and we have it today, when God allowed different ones to be put in position, amen, it goes to their head. Once they get in that position, many times instead of giving God the glory like they start off doing, but now they think that they're God, they're greater than God. Next time you see Satan, ask him what happened to him. Amen. God put him in a position, and because he thought that he was all this and all that, God said, okay, all right, well, it won't be now. You fired. And guess what? Now, amen, God's prepared a place for him and those disobedient demons. Amen. And there's no return or coming back for repentance, because God will give it so many times, amen, to get it together. But whenever we feel that we just got it all together and everything is all right and we're doing this and we're doing that, when you hear people talk about I, pray for that person, because they definitely is walking on the wrong track, amen? It's always supposed to be when God is using us, God must always get the glory, not 1%, not 10%, not 99%. But how much? All the glory, 100%. Amen. Verse 5, fire and hail. Even the fire and the hail, glory to God. God created to get his glory out of it. And clouds, stormy winds, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all his. Fruitful trees and all cedars. Verse 10, beasts and all cattle. Creeping things and flying fowls. Verse 11, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth. Verse 12, both young men and maidens, old men and children, for the Lord, name of the Lord, let them praise the name of the Lord. Excuse me. For his name alone is exalted. His glory. See, God loved, he created everything for his glory, his honor, and his worship. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Verse 14, and he has exalted the horn of his people. Amen. The praises of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise ye the Lord. God loves worship. Amen. God loves praise. God loves to be honored. If he created, I'm saying it again. I feel the Spirit of the Lord said, say it again. If I created the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky to give me worship and to give me praise and to give me adoration and thanksgiving, how much more that I desire out of my sons, out of my daughters, amen, out of my maidens, amen. God is a God of love, but God is a jealous God. When it comes down, you're taking his glory. Praise the Lord. Whatever you do to the ministers, I believe that their ministry gifts, I'm told that listen to this broadcast, praise the Lord, welcome. But listen, as God blesses you, husband and wife, and ministry gift out there, amen, and your family, don't forget who exalted. Don't forget who lifts you up. Don't forget who puts you in the position that you're in. Amen. Always give God the glory, what's his, amen, and give him the honor. And in return, what he will continue to do, he will continue to exalt his word in you. He will continue to bless you going in and bless you coming out. He will continue to elevate you in the ministry, amen, that he's called you to, whether it's a psalmist, whether it's a pastor, fivefold ministry gift, amen, prophet, prophet, apostle, a pastor, evangelist, a teacher, a ministry of help, wherever, whatever area he's called and anointed you to do. Always remember, you're only in that position. You and I, this goes for me, you and I, Mrs. Lee and our family, amen, we're there only by the grace and the authority of God. Amen. God must always get the glory. And that's why we see people, even today, the America is one of the richest nation of the world. Amen. It's not the richest. Amen. And but because we have people that thought that they were so all God and almighty and amen, it's all I. Now, amen, it's no more I. Amen. It's another president in the seat, sitting in the seat. Amen. Because why? God glory was being taken. And so give him what belongs to him. He loves us and he cares about us. He desired to continue to use us. Let him use us where we are, and he'll continue to get the glory out of us as he's blessing us and exalting us, or his word and his spirit in us. Amen. God must get the glory. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I'll continue to bless you going in, bless you coming out, make you the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Bless, bless, bless. Amen. My time is up. I would like to, Mrs. Lee and I would like to give, the birds for inviting us on the broadcast today once again.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, and we love you guys, and thank you for we feel so honored that you would ask us to come and to share once again the word of the Lord with you.
Thank you.
I'll turn it back over to the hands of the birds.
God bless you. Thank you, Chief.
I tell you, as Pastor Seals, as he was sharing, you know, talking about the heavens and the whole creation, praising God, you know what came to me? That there's a plant called the prayer. What do you call it? A prayer plant. And it seems like when it's night, you know, it kind of the leaves go down. But when the light comes, seems like they lift up their hands like they're praising God. You know?
Hallelujah.
And then I thought about the lion in the jungle. Glory to God. Supposed to be the king of the jungle, but when he roars, hallelujah, he's giving glory to the creator.
Hallelujah.
God. So I'm going to tell you something. It's something about praising God. Because when the blessings go up, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. And he promised us stuff. If we would just praise him, realize that our help cometh from him who made Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bishop Marcia Abrams.
Thank you, Father.
Dr. Wendell Mack, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Nancy.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Black.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sterling.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God.
Bless your name, God.
To God and Barry and David.
Your people everywhere, Lord God.
God bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
School of God bless you.
In the name of Jesus.
Degrees and physical therapy. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mother Harris, Mother DeLore.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
God.
You. Thank you. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Harris and Yvette Harris and the prayer warrior of the 10th magnitude. Hallelujah. Brother Ronald Harris. Hallelujah. And Harry Warsaw.
Hallelujah.
Called me, gave a testimony the other day. Hallelujah. We thank God for hallelujah. All of you, glory to God, who have tuned in to this service. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Great glory to God. Rachel Johnson and Stephanie and Minister Raymond Banks. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Minister Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Dominique and Reggie. A small word. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Dominic Jones, God bless you. Nicholas Jones, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Tanya over there in Ellicott City and Danielle in Columbia and Mother Boopy down there in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Hallelujah. Alicia Dempsey, hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. And Jerry down there in Rocky Mountain. And Dorothy down there in Tarboro, North Carolina.
Hallelujah.
God. And Ricky in North Carolina. No. In South Carolina. And Tony in Georgia. God bless you real good. And Jeffrey. Hallelujah. Maria. Hallelujah. Over there in North Hollywood, California. God bless you. God. And Bob and Lil. Up there in Boston, Massachusetts. God bless you. Glory to God. Oh,
thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. And Christopher and Tanya. Hallelujah. In Baltimore. No, you're in the county. God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Sister Dukes. Hallelujah. Tavon. And Maurice and the whole family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shirley, Holly Hendricks, and James Kelly, and Michelle, and Marvin, God bless you. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God. Sonia Johnson, glory to God. Bless you. And Sonia Johnny, God bless you and your entire family.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Viola Wright, Pastor Lewis Wright, God bless you. Hallelujah. Mother Johnson, Mother Bertha Marie Johnson, at her next birthday, she'll be 99 years old. Is that right?
Amen.
Glory, 99 years young. Glory, and still praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for all of you under the sound of my voice. Oh, glory to God. The pastors, non-pastors in Africa.
Thank you, Jesus.
And those all
bless
over
China.
Hallelujah. In the Philippines. Hallelujah. Mother
bless your people.
Saying, yo, kumusaka. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. All those, hallelujah, South America. Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires. Señoras y señoritas. Hallelujah. Señoras. Buenos Aires. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God. Hallelujah. For you today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All over the world. Bonjour. Hallelujah. I don't know what time it is, but I think it's morning time in France. Bonjour. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Guten Abend. Hallelujah. Over there in Germany. Good heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Tuned in to this International Victory Service. Hallelujah. We got something to shout about. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
You said, look here. God is brought us from a mighty long way, not because of ourselves, but because of him.
Amen.
We thank God for him. We give him not just part of the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Part of the praise. Come on now. Hallelujah. We give him what?
All the praise.
All of the glory. And we thank God. So we don't have to go to Germany and and China and the Philippines. We can go right here to Baltimore, Maryland, and down on Iona Terrace and mention somebody named Dr. Peaches Bird, a.k.a. Pastor Peaches Bird. Are you there, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you have anything to praise God for?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Sound like you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, who lit your fire today?
I give praises to your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Praises to your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I give praises to your name.
Oh,
Lord, praises to your name. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah.
Y'all need to understand this, that it's not because of your goodness, it's not because of who you are, but it's because of who God is. And Sister Dempsey, come on now. Alicia Dempsey, God bless you for tuning in.
Hallelujah.
Denise Brown, we just call you Brown. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. And Maurice and all you other folks. Hallelujah. Cliff, thank you for tuning in today.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Stephanie and Jennifer, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in. And Brad Gova, Major Black Brad.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
U.S. Marine. Hallelujah. Major Brad Gova, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today. And Isabella, the whole family, and Leslie, and Valerie, and Tony, and Don, God bless all of you. Glory to God. Oh, my. I could mention a whole lot of folks.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Time. We're in Kronos time. So I better just get to stepping.
Hallelujah.
I just can't help myself. I just want to praise God for you.
Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord.
Just tapping in on what's going on.
You are worthy.
Right, Cleveland and Rakim. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Joshua.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. You're worthy, Lord.
Brother Manny lives next door. Paul and Bob that live next door. Paula lives next door. And Martha and Martha and Pat across the street. Yeah. Hallelujah. We praise God for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't get to mention, hallelujah, Gary Don Wilson and Gloria. Glory to and Vaughn.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank God. And Pastor Jason Roseboro. You know, every weekend we give out over boxes of produce we give to folks. Hallelujah. And it's through Pastor, hallelujah, glory to God, Jason Roseboro and his lovely wife, Charlene Roseboro, they minister to us so we can minister to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Linda Garcia and Joseph Garcia in Dundalk, who helped us get, what was it, 800. We got 800 mini boxes of produce that were given away just 2 weeks ago. I tell you, God is moving by his spirit. I thank God for God moving, and we give him the glory for deploring. Notice the word I'm using, deploring my wife to be able to be in the right position. At one point, we were giving out 1,000 meals a week. And it's now about 500 meals a week. This is not including the produce boxes and the meat boxes we give out on Saturdays and Sundays. So I tell you, we thank God for being able to do that. It's not because of our strength or our knowledge or our wisdom or our connections. It's because of God and his connections. Oh, we praise God for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, glory to God. I need to turn this over to you so you can pray for the folk and then do Old Testament and New Testament scripture. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
So go right in.
Praise God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies, your great love. Lord God, we thank you for the word of God that has gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to praise your name. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Hallelujah. Lord God, you're worthy to be praised. We thank God for the snow. We thank you for the rain. It's coming down, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, because you see it all. Lord God, and you're worthy of all the praise. Lord God, even in the snow, even in the rain, Lord God, we thank you, Father, because you are awesome, Father. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for breath in our lungs, life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We're not on a respirator. Oh, Lord God, we're not laying up in the hospital. Lord God, we're able to raise our hands. We're able to clap our hands, Jesus. We're able to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're able to pat our feet. We're able, Lord God, to run, hallelujah, and leap and just thank and rejoice in you, Lord God, because you are worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. It's nothing small about it, Lord God. Hallelujah. No small miracles, Lord God. So many, Lord God, have gone on, Lord God. So many, Lord God, in the hospitals or laying on their back or whatever, Lord God, we're able to praise you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're not hooked up to a respirator, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, even the ones then, Lord God, that are, Lord God, you're able to release. You're able to heal. You're able to restore. Yes. You are a God of restoration. Hallelujah. And in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, God, and we stand on your word because we know you, what you're able to do. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for a miracle that a young lady shared with me just about 3 days ago, and she was suffering with, it looked like a boil, but I don't know if it was a boil, but she even sent me pictures of it, and I said the pastor preached on Wednesday night that we can't be changed or we can't be turned by what we see, feel, or hear, or whatever, but only by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And she said, well. And she called, and I prayed with her on the phone, and she called, she sent me pictures the next day of what she sent me the night before. And I'm saying, is this the same place on your body? Yes. And I said, you know what? She said, but I slept with a heating pad all night long. I said, well, you can give your thanks and the credit to the heating pad. I said, I'm going to give the credit to God because we prayed on the phone, and we prayed for total healing and divine health in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And this thing, whatever was growing, was gone.
Hallelujah.
I said, is this the same place?
Hallelujah.
And she said, yes. And you could not even tell it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God had delivered her overnight. I said, thank you, Jesus. And she said even like 90% of the pain that accompanied it was gone. I said, Lord, I thank you. You know what? I thank God. God gives man knowledge for the pills, the medicine, whatever. It all credit, all glory goes to the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jeremiah 18 is our Old Testament scripture reading. Hallelujah, God. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house.
Hallelujah.
And there I will cause thee to hear my words.
Hallelujah.
Then I went down to the potter's house.
Yes.
And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
Hallelujah.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter.
Uh-huh.
So he made it again another vessel, and seemed good to the potter to make it.
Hallelujah.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel,
hallelujah,
cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord,
hallelujah,
behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Our New Testament scripture reading, hallelujah, Romans 12.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing like the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love the word of God.
1 and 2, hallelujah. Yes, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for your word, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
The healing of
Jesus.
The salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says the demons tremble at the sound of that name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My sweet Rosa Sarah.
Hallelujah.
My city of the valley.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's the reason I say that. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Sing along with him. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Jesus is the way. I want to tell the world. Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. That is a perfect introduction to the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's the basis of Holy Communion on today. And some people may wonder why we do the same things all of the time. Because the Word of God works. And if you work the Word of God, God will work for you. Standing on the Word of God. I love the song that says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is seeking sand. All other ground is seeking sand. And if you're not standing on the Word of God, you're not standing on Christ, which is the living Word of God, who is the living Word of God. Logos is the written Word of God. Rhema is the spoken Word of God. And Christ Jesus is the living Word of God. And if you're not standing on the living Word of God, it's sinking sand, no matter what it looks like, what it seems like, what it feels like. It's sinking sand. Hallelujah. So right now, 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 23 to 30, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The Word of God says, examine yourself. Right now, we examine ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We examine ourselves right now. And as we say the covenant names of God out loud, that becomes us. It becomes us. He becomes, actually walk into that blessing of his covenant name. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in examining ourselves right now, we ask God in the name of Lord Jesus to forgive us of every sin of omission and commission. We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in his sight. For he is Jehovah's Tsidkenu. He is our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no, we hold no grievances. We hold no resentment. We hold no guilt. Even things that we've done in our past that were horrendous. Hallelujah. They have been forgiven. You're guiltless. You're guilt-free. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Lord, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify them in Jesus' name. And again, we examine ourselves. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are taking communion worthily. Now the word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life and you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what was set up to do. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today, and we stand on your word, because it's one thing you put above yourself. Psalms 138:2 says, it's your word that you put above yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he broke it. Thank you, Lord. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Luke 4:18 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, hallelujah, the nervous, glory to God, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing the endoderm, the mesoderm, and exoderm systems of our bodies, from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for healing all over the world right now, miraculous healings right now in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. That your word saying, Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, "We are your sheep. We are your children, and the sheep are your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children." We thank you, Lord, for healing bread today. Thank you, Lord. And likewise, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, he declared that this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new contract. This is the evidence of your salvation written in my blood. Take and drink all of it. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. You know when somebody really means something when they write something in their own blood. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, your household, glory to God. And none of the diseases of Egypt, none of the diseases of the world shall overtake you, saith the Lord. So we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah and Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every spell, every hex, every curse against us and our family. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, eradicates, decimates, discombobulates, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly severs every ungodly soul tie, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion of today, oh God. Hallelujah. We receive it, oh God. It's the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There to my heart was a bride. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood of glory to his name. And now, our family daily confession, and we're speaking. We're standing in the gaps. We are speaking. Hallelujah. We are decreeing and declaring. We are, hallelujah, speaking for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare to be a mighty men and women of valor,
shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are
from God's
perspective.
And we're
not intimidated by anything in this life.
We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts.
We're gifts to the ministry of health.
We're brilliant.
We're awesome.
We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect.
We're strong.
We're great. We're beautiful
in
Jesus' name. We decreed it, so let it be established in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Pastor Peaches, what time do we have now?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is 4:08.
4:08. Guess what, y'all? We've had a request to play the tape that we played 2 or 3 weeks ago. We're still, the theme for the whole month is say what you want, not what you see.
Amen.
Until what you see is what you want.
Is what you want.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In other words, call those things which be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 4:17. God bless you. At this time, we're getting back into a service that was recorded, I think, in 2007 or 2006, several years ago. Hallelujah. God bless you now.
Peace. Same happens in the 18th chapter. It's a lovely day to be in God's house. Hallelujah. Where two or three gathered in his name to worship and praise him. That's the house of the Lord. We may be sitting on the outside, maybe around a campfire one day, maybe in a picnic somewhere. But if we get together, glory to God, to worship and praise God, that's the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll bless his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. Father, I thank you for this moment. And I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you give the power that makes preaching simplistic yet effective. Father God, I ask that you would, hallelujah, glory to God, move on this place today, oh God. Move in the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice. Have your way, oh God. Let your anointing reach out and touch them at the point of their need in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that the seed that will be sown today shall be sown on good ground, and it shall bring forth much fruit, the hundredfold return, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, we rebuke you. We bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cancel every plan and every device and every strategy that you set up to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives. Hallelujah. The lives of every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. We bring your works to naught right now, Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cancel your plans in Jesus' name. We loose right now the love of God, the mercy, joy, peace of God. Hallelujah, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, the salvation of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, hallelujah, the deliverance of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Release it now, hallelujah, in this place and in the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice. Have your way today in Jesus' name. And let the children of God say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's another day that the Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm wrestling with my glasses today, but that's all right, because the word is going to come forth no matter what. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the last, my goodness, has it been 2 months? We've been sharing off and more on and off now, on the subject, what are you going to do with the life you have left? And I tried, as I shared last week, during Bible study, we tried to get away from this. Hallelujah. We had done 6 parts, 6 different teachings on this subject. But I still could not get away from it. I went to something else, and God said, go back. You're not finished. Hallelujah. As a point of review, we need to review, because some of you may be hearing this for the first time. You need to understand that you've heard, probably I've heard several times in my life, people say, this is the first day of the rest of your life. And, of course, the unasked question, and therefore the unanswered question is, well, since it's the first day of the rest of your life, what are you going to do with the life you have left? Hallelujah. And so we began several weeks ago. With part one, we said that we are going to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. See, we don't know when the time, that clock, you know, that's ticking, tick, tock, tick, tock. We don't know when that clock is going to stop ticking on us. Because if we did, some of us might spend our time in righteous living until the last moment before we go. And we hope that the watch is not slow, because you may not have a chance. I remember we even talked about Hezekiah. He was told that he had to pack his bags and get ready, because he was leaving here. He was not going to live but die. And he turned his face to the wall, and he cried out to the Lord. And the Lord heard his cry. And the Lord gave him 15 more years. But you see, the problem with Hezekiah, he knew where he was going. He had 15 more years. And he did so much bad, and he had some children that utterly destroyed, almost destroyed completely, the work that Hezekiah had done previous to God saying initially that he was going to die. Hallelujah. So it's good that God don't tell us, well, you're going to leave tomorrow. Because we might go out and try to rob a bunch of banks tonight, try to do all the kind of things we want to do, and then the minute before we go, we're going to ask God to forgive us. I'll tell you, you know how some of you are. Come on now. If nobody's looking, or if there's no clock on you, I tell you, or there's a clock, and you know when something is supposed to happen, you might be mischievous until that time. But anyway, that was part one. And then part two was know what time it is. And you got to know what time it is. You know, that's why we wear watches. That's why, tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. It's a holiday. We know that tomorrow is Martin Luther King's birthday. You got to know what time it is because you may have to go somewhere. You may have to be someplace. And you need to know what time it is. Well, we talked about the time. Ecclesiastes 3, 1, and 2. There's a time and a season for everything under the heavens. And we know there's a time to born, time to die. There's a time to sow and a time to pluck up that which was sown. And we came to the understanding that it's seed time and harvest time. Whatever we do, we either sowing or reaping or doing both. Hallelujah. By the way, part one, the scripture for part one was Romans 12, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Now, part three, we talked about how you need to sow at the very least the seed that's in the fruit of the Spirit. You said the seed in the fruit of the Spirit? Yes. When you look at Genesis 1 and Genesis 1 and 2, you understand that God is a consistent God. And everything that he created, everything that he's given to us, there's been a seed in it. And when a farmer goes and he collects his harvest, and he doesn't consume all of that harvest. He saves a portion of that harvest so he can plant some of that seed so he can have next harvest the next year. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, hallelujah. What, meekness, temperance? You got to sow, hallelujah, at least that. You want love, so I need more love in my life. Well, you got to sow some love. I need some joy in my life, hallelujah. Well, hey, sow some joy. Guess what? You're going to sow some joy, you can also get some strength. I found out that in the seeds that are sown, there's a residual blessing. And I share with everybody about George Washington Carver. He's considered the peanut man. So y'all thought that President Carter was the peanut man. No, but it was George Washington Carver. Because he found over 300 uses of peanuts. I can't even name 10. But he done found, other than, growing peanuts, sowing peanuts, cooking them and eating them, he found 300 more uses of peanuts. Butter, oil, a makeup, milk. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I can't name them. But that's what he did. And what I'm trying to share with you is that when you sow good stuff, when you sow the fruit of the Spirit, you're going to have some residual benefits. Or you're going to sow goodness. That's right. You sow goodness is doing something good for somebody. That's sowing goodness. But guess what? The Word says that when you put your bread on the water, it's going to come back to you. Hallelujah. So you're going to do good to him. Guess what? And you may not reap where you sow, but guess what? You're going to reap what you sow. Because you give to him, he's going to come back and give to you. You give to this brother over here, somebody else is going to come and give to your bosom. Because the like manner that you give, it shall be given to you again. Hallelujah. The Word of God says that. Hallelujah. What is that scripture? St. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, heaped up and running over. Shall men give it to your bosom. What like manner you give, it shall be given to you again. The Word of God says that. That's fantastic. Okay, so part four. We talked about part four. Part four is knowing where you are in Christ. You got to know where you are. I gave a little analogy. You're going to New York. You need to know where you are now. Because it may be a 2-hour trip, it may be a 4-hour trip. You need to know where you are now so you know how far you got to go. If it's a long distance or a short distance. Or maybe if you pass where you have to go. So knowing where you are in Christ. And we talked about three cycles in Christ. You got babyhood, you got childhood, and you got adulthood. Babyhood, hey, beautiful time. Beautiful time for a newborn baby. And the Word of God says that when you come in Christ, you are a newborn baby. You are new in Christ. You are a new creation. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. When you are a new baby to God, when you are a newborn baby, you have to do the thing. Everybody does everything. You don't even have to take off your clothes. Somebody puts your clothes on for you. They iron your clothes. They wash your clothes for you. You mess up. Just, you don't even have to clean up the messes you made. Man, that's deep. I mean, you're hungry, you just lay back, you don't even have to say I'm hungry. You just open your mouth and start crying, and somebody stick a Bible in your mouth. Come on now. I mean, you need to be changing the mess yourself. Hallelujah. You're too warm or you're too cold. no more. You're supposed to grow up. You know, that's all about growing up, to get the word of God in you so you can grow and so you can mature. So you're a little bit mature down the road. So God don't have to come in and do all the things he used to do for you. You can do it yourself. Hallelujah. You can do it yourself. You can go to the market and go to my grocery store and get what you need. You can go to God's, hallelujah, heavenly grocery store and get what you need. Hallelujah. You call it by his name. Now, the baby can't call it by his name because baby don't know. All the baby can do is just say, give me some milk. And they're in the Bible study, they're in the Sunday school, they come to church, and they just want to hear more, and they want to receive more. But when you grow and you become a child, hallelujah, you got to do a little bit more for yourself. You know, and when you're in childhood, that's the next cycle. Childhood, you're kind of irresponsible, but you're talkative, you do a lot of vain talking, you do a lot of talking about yourself. You're always concerned about yourself. Well, what's going on with me? What you doing for me? Why I can't have this? Why I can't have it? Now, that's part of the childhood. And the children tend to think they know everything. Hallelujah. But if they stay rooted and grounded, they're going to grow. If they keep coming to Sunday school and Bible study, and they're going to grow in the Word. And as they grow in the Word, they will mature. And that's what God wants. You need to know where you are. Now, if you're the type of person that you are, you know the difference between the hand of the Lord moving and the hand of the enemy moving. You know, you think more about what's important to God than what's important to you. Your money doesn't have that hold on it that it used to have. You're not really moved by it. You have moved into adulthood. This, when somebody can depend on you, I mean, you say your word, I will be there. It's a commitment. You put your word out and you keep your word. That's a sign of adulthood. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's where God wants us. He wants us. The word of God, he's talking to us about being perfected in the Lord. That means maturing. We need to get to that point where we can speak to that mountain, and that mountain will move because we spoke the word. We need to get to that point where we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. A devil come up to you, you say, in the name of Jesus, devil, go back the other way. And a devil run in terror. Come on now. You need to understand that's the point that God wants us to get to, where he can look over and see, hey, you're doing things that I can do. You are a friend of mine. Oh, you have, you're using your faith. You're walking tall. Hallelujah. And that, hallelujah, that is where we need to be, maturing in adulthood. Okay, hallelujah. Then, praise God, that was part four. Hallelujah. Then we went to part five. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Part five. Hallelujah. What was part five? Part five was to obey, yes. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. That's right. You know, a lot of folks, they want to sing on the choir. But they always come late and they always start stuff. Come on now. Hallelujah. The preacher said, y'all got to be at rehearsal a half an hour before rehearsal so we can have prayer. And they go, and they never come. They're never on time. They're never on time for church service. I don't, you know, at least be consistent. More times than not, be on time for service, be on time for rehearsals, be on time for Bible study. You have a lot of folks that are not. They just don't want to be obedient. They have their little clique. They want, the Bible says love everybody, and they just want to love just their friends. And like I said, you know, that's the type that will love the pastor. Boy, the pastor said, eat off the floor. They be eating off the floor. But they almost knocked the pastor's wife down trying to get to the pastor. They don't respect the pastor. Come on now. The word of God tells you, you've got to obey his word, and his word is true now. And we talked about Deuteronomy 28. What you get when you obey God. Hallelujah. It's better than sacrifice. We talked about Saul who disobeyed God. And Saul's kingdom was taken away from him. Why? Because he disobeyed God. And I know somebody say, well, isn't God's gift without repentance? Yes, there's gifts, but responsibility are different things. Because God says that we're supposed to feed the sheep. We're supposed to take care of the sheep. And so that's a responsibility. And sometimes that can be taken away from us if we're not obedient. Hallelujah.
We're going to stop right there. We're going to pick it up on Wednesday. But again, the message is, what are you going to do with the life you have left? And I want you to know that's a relevant question, because some of us, you know, and I got to speak about myself, you know, I used to be dragging our feet, I just living from day to day, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter what you're going to do with the life you have left. Are you going to live it for the Lord, or are you going to just let it all hang out and do whatever you, laissez-faire, whatever you feel like doing, you're going to do, or are you going to stand on the word of God? Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. You have some words that I want to just transition this to Wednesday. Tune into Wednesday for the remainder of this message. It's going to bless you because you need to know what you're going to do with the life you have left. It's an intentional thing. It's a deliberate thing that you must decide to do. Not whatever will be, no. It's up to you. Believe it or not, you have free will. I'm not talking about Free Willy, the whale. I'm talking about you are the person that's in this dispensation. And you have a choice. No matter what's going on, you have a choice. And it's up to you to decide, well, I'm going to choose to live for Christ or live other ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The floor is yours. Bless everyone. Grace and mercy upon all the listeners right now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We would not be doing a total will of God if we did not give an altar call or to share how you can come to Christ Jesus if you would like to become a child of God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the word on today. If you would like to become a child of God, become a Christian, become a one of his, hallelujah. And you would say, how do I do that? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's repeat this prayer behind me. Father God,
Father,
I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. That you've died. You rose again. And now you're sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for me.
Hallelujah.
And because I prayed this prayer, I am saved. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. It's not deep. Jesus is not deep, y'all. We try to make it sound so deep and far out and so a religious sound. No, he's not deep. Hallelujah. He's as close to you as the very breath in your body. Hallelujah. And if you like to call us and give us your prayer request, your testimony, hallelujah, let us stand on the word of God along with you for something you're believing God for. After we go off, dial 410-444-5152. Or write to the Potter's House Church, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That's the Potter's Church, the Potter's House Church, Baltimore, Maryland, no, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Saints of God, don't be moved by what you see, feel, hear, or even smell. Hallelujah. Only be moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. God is not going to allow his word to return unto him void. Hallelujah. Stand on the word of God. Whatever situation you're in, hallelujah, find a scripture. Hallelujah. And stand on it. Repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it, repeat it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And watch God change just your circumstances.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, you know, this month, we're doing another campaign to build the hospital in Uganda. We're sending $2.21 as February 2021 to the Herlene Russell Ministries and www.d as in David H as in Hall, R as in Ralph Ministries, DHRMinistries.org, and you can look what that ministry has been doing since 97, and also you can sow to build a hospital in Uganda. Also, if you purchase a book that God has allowed us to and publish called The Awakening of a Superhero, a portion of those proceeds go to also building this hospital in Uganda. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, you still there?
Yes.
Yes. Throw everyone a big, rousing kiss in the Lord. I didn't hear the throw. Well, I'll throw one for you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, to think we've got too radical with our message, well, I got news. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know.
Glory, glory.
Gonna put some hands together and act like you know it yet.
Today. God bless you, Brother Allen. Monica, Victor. everybody.
Thank you.